Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another coverage episode of Comic Chronicle. As always, I'm your host, Society's Mutant / Metahuman, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona, Dakota Morgan. Alrighty, guys. Today we're going to be covering somebody very, very big. A god among men. A man who's helped create universes that we love and stuff that we love with a passion and that we adore every day. The man, Jack Kirby himself. Now, many of you might be saying, who the hell is that? Well, I'm going to tell you, folks, it's tough to where to start on this man now. It is incredibly difficult to start somewhere with him. The resume is huge. It's huge. He's the little-known other head of Marvel. He's helped create many comic book universes and comic books that we love with a passion. Many things to this day that we love. And he also helped create. He also was there. He helped create these guys. It wasn't just stand alone on some of them. It was on some, but not all of them. It was Jack Kirby there too, giving you ideas as well. And also him creating this other thing, excuse me. Other universes, other characters and such. Now he was born 1917 and he passed in the year 1994. And he never gets credit, plus. He never gets credit. I mean, he does so much. He did so much for Marvel. He also did a lot for DC, too. A lot of the DC universe today is shaped by the things he done. The things he has done in the past. That's proper English for you. Alright. Let's go on to the history of the man before we go to what he's done. History of the man who was there from it all. He was there with Stan Lee and among many, many other greats as well. Now, he's a man who helped create comics today. A man who's created so much that we wouldn't have what we have today without him, as I said. Now, he's not as popular as Stan Lee. He's still pretty popular among the comic book community, at least the legit comic book fans. And the people who know their stuff. Stan Lee is huge. I will admit, I'm not bashing the man. I love him with a passion. Stan Lee is huge. He's done his fair share. But we also got to acknowledge Jack Kirby as well. And acknowledge all people in the party who've done the work. You know? So, moving on to that. Both those men together created greatness in the world and created a universe that shaped society. Society. Yes, ladies and gents. Society. Now, we all know, like, shit, it is everywhere. Media controls, like, 2017 is, it's all been media, and comic books have shaped that media. Whether movies, TV shows, books themselves, shaped people as we know today. So, moving on. Jack Kirby belongs right next to him up there, that's right next to Stan Lee. Both of them together created what we love. He's a big man in the industry. Very, very big man. And may the king rest in peace. Now, he basically done a little bit more in his history and whatnot. He went to many different comic books. That was me kind of like just giving respect. Respect to the man. He went through many, many different small-time, big-time comic book industries and whatnot. Comic book companies. And some aren't around today. Some still are, obviously. But he was all over the place, did a lot in school. He did so much for people too. He was a good man, and he was also a people person from what I was able to gather. A very good people person, which you gotta love. You gotta love that he was, Stan Lee is, and a lot of comic book people are. If they weren't, it would affect the medium very, very bad, for one. For two, they're people too, just like us. So it also proves that fact. Now. Now, if you want to read the full-on history of this man, who's done so much, he also, like, more in-depth history, instead of me just going here talking this, our giving respect to the man, if you want to know details about what schools he went to, if you want to know the details of everything that he's done, the small-time comic book companies, not that he's done too, there's these books out there. Now, you can also look online, but if you wanted to go through the book yourself, if you want to go through a book, there's many books. The top ones I have for you today is Kirby, King of Comics by Mark Avender. That one you can pick up at Barnes & Noble and such as well. And then we're also looking at one that shows you his art, so it actually make you realize what the hell he's done. Now, Kirby Pencils and Inks is a by Cat Jack. It was a weird name. So it shows you all the many, many artwork that he's done since he's been around. Now, that's leading me into my next segment here, guys. The good man himself. I want to tell you a few. There's a list of DC and Marvel things that he's done. Some of them that's defined the early years. Now, Newsboy Legion. We're going to start in DC with that. Boy Commandos. Redid the Manhunter. Revamped the Sandman series. Now, here's a big one. Created the New Gods in DC. That's a big fucking chunk right there, isn't that? Darkseid, all of them. All of them guys. Like, without them, I mean, what do we have? I mean, they are a big part in DC. Now we're also looking at Omac number one. The Demon number one. Like, Etrigan, the demon from hell. And then now we're moving on to his Marvel list. So this is just some of the DC, so that's not all of them. Now we're moving on to the Marvel list. He helped co-create the X-Men, the Uncanny X-Men, I mean. The Incredible Hulk, the Mighty Thor, Captain America, Black Panther, Silver Surfer, the Fantastic Four. Man helped create some of these and created them himself. That's a big-ass list right there, guys. Big-ass list. Now, I can't give the man, in this issue alone, this podcast, I cannot give him an episode on here alone that would give him as much credit as other people have and give him as much credit as the man deserves. The man deserves this. So I implore you guys, go check out Work by Jack Kirby. Google it at bing.com, whatever the shit you want to use. As you notice, this has been a clean episode too. To pay respect, well, sort of clean. To pay respect to the man. I implore you guys, go check it out. Go look at what he's done. Look at his history too. It's rich. It's vibrant. I just can't cover it for you guys today. I want you, like always, not always, but most of the time, I give you guys a piece of the information. And I want you to go check out and go see for yourself on this great God. A God of a universe. Not just one universe, two universes, and many universes, too. The God among many. He is up there next to Stan Lee, who is a God himself, not disparaging him at all, who is a God himself and is a great man, too. Both these men, as I'll say it again and I'll say it all the time, created us, in a way. Because comics created who we are, man, woman, child. And then if you're somewhere in between. Created who we are today. Because without what we had, without the medium that we love with the passion to help form us, to help shape us, to help make us truly who we are, we wouldn't have that stuff without these people. I know there's many other big people too in DC, Marvel, and indie books and whatnot who help shape. But these are some big, this is a guy who doesn't get the light of day amongst those people. He does not. So guys, check him out. That's all I'm going to say for the man right now. Go check it out yourself on here. If you don't know it, I want you to go like Google, look at pictures or whatever you want to use. Look at pictures of this, of the work the man's done. If you want to go back in his history, check out a book. Go ask your local comic book store owner because they're most likely going to know everything. And maybe buy something from him too. It always helps. We support them here on the channel and on the podcast. So, alrighty guys, as always, subscribe for more on iTunes or Podbean, whichever you're listening to here, so you get alerts for coverage episodes when we get them up. And of course, we have our weekly news report with new books, and then we also have the weekly new TV show episode too, covering all the great TV shows and comic books. Well, comic book TV shows, to be honest. Great reporting, as always, guys, right? Yeah. Alright, so moving on. Yeah, so just do that, and if you want to have any recommendations, if you think I should maybe should put more in here and whatnot, as I said before, I gave you a good reason why, or if you want to give a good review, bad review, follow me, or just send a tweet or a message at DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter. It's always helpful, too. So thank you, guys. As always, stay classy, everyone.